I'm Cami Judd with BYU Idaho Radio. Today I'm here with Robert Stewart. He's the Online Learning Managing Director with BYU Idaho Radio, and he's also today's devotional speaker. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Cami. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. All right, so we just got the opportunity to hear your talk, and so can you tell us kind of what inspired your message today?
Sure. It's a fun, this is my first, obviously, experience preparing a devotional, and as I started thinking about the direction I wanted to go, especially in the midst of COVID and things just being hard right now, it was just the reminder that we all will have a happily ever after. And I was touched by a few talks that President Uchtdorf, or Elder Uchtdorf, has given over the years, tying our earthly experience into many of those stories that we enjoyed, many of the movies that we've enjoyed growing up. And there's a lot of reality to that, you know, that we go through hard things, but that if we're willing to, keep going forward and trusting in the Savior and repenting and striving to be obedient, that we can have not just a happily ever after, but, a better ending than Disney or Hollywood could ever conceive of. So that was kind of the idea. And then we kind of filled it in with some principles that could help us not just end up with the destination we're hoping for, but to enjoy the journey that much more as well.
I noticed also in your talk, you mentioned the beloved Harry Potter series and how your wife is still finishing the series and spoilers and all of that. But I was curious, what house are you in?
Oh, it's, I don't know if everybody does this, but every time I read, if I'm reading the Book of Mormon, I see myself as Nephi. When I'm reading Harry Potter, I see myself as Harry Potter. I always see myself as the main character, and maybe that's how everybody reads books, but so I'd say we'd have to be Gryffindor, right?
Love it. Love it. That is so fun. Yeah. So in listening to your talk, something that really stuck out to me was the idea of good beating evil. I think currently in our world, we just see a lot of wickedness and we can kind of be overwhelmed by that. So how do you feel about that? I know you addressed it in your talk.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And I have to be careful because I like knowing what's going on in the world. I think it's important, but there seems to be so much more of the bad news that gets shared and sensationalized than the many good things that are happening, you know. So I think part of it is just recognizing there's a lot of good to most people. There's a lot of good things happening. But kind of big picture, and I love the quote, and the reason I shared that from President Oaks, in part I like athletics, and in part it's just a great quote, but in the end we know our team will win. You know, just paraphrasing, that we know the Savior side is going to win. And so no matter, I mean, and we don't know if the second coming's in, you know, 5 years or 5 decades or 200 years, we don't know yet, but we know that ultimately good will prevail. But also, and this is something that always gives me so much hope, that we know that it's not just at some point good will prevail, but there's so much of, you know, sustaining and blessing and helping that happens as we choose to be on His side throughout life, right? As we choose to be all in.
Now, you kind of talked about where it came from, but how else did you prepare for devotional?
Yeah, it's a good question. They gave us a good couple months, I think, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. So, and very supportive. The whole team was just really supportive throughout, with answering questions and providing preparatory materials, and so that was great. It was a good experience. Very different. I've had a lot of colleagues over the years give devotionals, and they're speaking to a large audience, and you know there's the nerves that go into looking at, you know, so many students and colleagues in the BYUI Center. And right now we're recording to an empty audience, and you get a couple of takes. And if you stumble over your words the first time, you can try again a second time. So, you know, it's a different experience right now, but it was a good experience. I think, as is often the case, even for sacrament talks, I think, you know, the person who's preparing probably learns more in the process than anybody else. And I certainly felt like I had a chance to learn a lot.
Yeah. Are you, I know you're working with online learning and all of that fun stuff. How has that applied to kind of seeing the good in the situation that we're in as a world? I mean, applying it to your message. How has online learning and working at BYU Idaho kind of shown you the good in things?
You know, we're blessed to work with such, I mean, we have such an amazing mission at BYU Idaho that obviously we want to prepare our students to be successful, you know, in any of their career pursuits, but to have them succeed in home and family, and to have them, you know, become more converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to become, you know, that much better disciples. That's just such an amazing mission. So, you know, when any level of involvement that we have in any aspects of the university, I think could bring that level of hope and optimism, even amidst, you know, challenges such as COVID in this case, specifically to online learning. It's been fun to see. We've had even more students taking our classes throughout the world over the last 4 or 5 months. It just continues to grow and grow. And so it's nice to see that individuals are still prioritizing education and going forward in faith, even amidst the uncertainty of a pandemic.
All right. And then if you had to give the most important nugget out of your devotional talk from today, what would it be to people who maybe haven't heard it yet and are going to listen in later this evening?
Oh, the most important nugget. I guess as I was studying and preparing the talk, it's just the reminder for us not to get distracted, that our future selves will be so grateful that we took this mortal probation seriously, that we remembered amidst everything we have going on in our busy schedules, the real purpose of life, and that we strive to be obedient. We strive to, you know, repent on an ongoing basis and to do those things that will, you know, allow us to have direct access to the Lord's guidance, to the Holy Ghost guidance during this journey. I think that would probably be the biggest takeaway.
All right. Thank you so much. Anything else that you feel like you want to share?
No, I think that's great.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, I appreciate it.